paranormal and frauds. It is amazing how many paranormal events get reported. I am not talking about UAPs, but spirits, and strange happenings which seem to lack a reasonable explanation. There are just so many reports, we are being flooded with them, and they are reports of things which happen all over the world. It seems there is a part of life we can't account for. If you have never had one of these experiences, you may not understand what I am getting at, but if you have, and it seems more than half the population have, then you probably know what I mean. You probably have at least one event which happened to you in your lifetime which you just can't explain rationally. You might have seen something which made you disbelieve your own eyes, for example. Another thing which might have happened seemed impossible, but it happened to you nevertheless. There are quite a few cases where people have had something happen to them when they were about to die or have a serious injury, but divine providence intervened and saved them. Examples of these people were the ones who decided at the last moment not to sail on the Titanic, not to go to work at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, or avoided all sorts of tragedies at the last minute by their actions. I had one of these events happen to me and I will never forget it. Many people who study the paranormal feel that when a structure which was considered haunted is torn down, the spirits will either move or remain in the area until a new structure is built and they can take it over. I don't feel this way, but many people do. It is like the principle of building a structure over an Indian burial ground. We hear this a lot more times than is warranted. It is the basis of so many horror stories. I guess the people who live in the Omaha neighborhood where an old so-called haunted house is being torn down will find out the answer to my previous question of whether a ghost or ghosts move on or stay in the area, if the house was truly haunted. One has to wonder why certain types of structures seem to gain the reputation of being haunted more than others. Take old castles, for example. So many of them are said to be haunted. Could it be because they look creepy that they gained this reputation, or is it the fact they are so old? If being old was the criteria for hauntings, would all the ancient Egyptian structures be haunted, or those old Roman buildings? What about ancient Chinese structures? While some of these places might be considered haunted, the percentage of castles which seem to have that reputation seems to be much higher. Another type of structure which seems to gain the reputation of being haunted more than others is a lighthouse. There are plenty of stories about haunted ones. First, let us look at one of the most haunted castles in the world. After checking out haunted castles, there is one which stands out the most in this area, and it is Poinari Castle, located in Romania. You may not recognize the name, but once I tell you who lived there, you will. It was the home of Vlad the Impaler. It is said at times he would bring people into the castle where he killed them. If any castle deserves the term haunted, this one probably does the most. There was also another castle called Bran Castle in Transylvania, where Vlad also stayed at. Not everyone agrees on which castles are the most haunted, and it may be that some people which have gone to check out the Dracula castles are so scared before they even get there, they credit natural things that happen to them, to the paranormal. When it comes to haunted lighthouses, there are many around the world which are said to be haunted. Why is this? I guess to start off with, the buildings are creepy with all those stairs to climb and give one the feeling there could be something at the top you don't want to meet. The St. Augustine, Florida lighthouse sort of reminds one of a giant barber pole, except for the fact it is white with a black band revolving all the way from the bottom to the top. Many people think this place is the most haunted lighthouse, at least in America. To make things even creepier for visitors, there is a Dark of the Moon investigation which you can purchase tickets to. The idea the place is haunted has clearly been commercialized. While these places are interesting, it is the poor homeowner who gets haunted that is the real story. Some of these stories are hard or impossible to disprove. Take the people in the Midwest who suddenly started to be terrorized by a ghost. After it started, the owners called the police, who witnessed strange occurrences at the home. Things would fly through the air and furniture would move. It turned out the cops could do nothing to stop it. Next, paranormal investigators were called in, and not only did they notice the same things happening, but were there when the husband received bad scratches on his back. A video record was made of what was happening. I don't know if the people sold the home or just moved out, but it was clear they couldn't stay there. It is hard to believe a witness who claims to have seen or photographed a ghost when there were no other witnesses. This means you almost have to eliminate most of the photos taken as being genuine. So many times, people say they took a photo and when they looked at it, something was in the photo which could not be seen by the naked eye before the photo was taken. An Englishman took a photo of what he says was an empty room, but in the photo one can see what looks like a ghost peering around a wall. One investigator of UFOs once told me the backstory was as important and maybe even more important than the photo. This idea leads me to ask the question, why was this guy taking a photo of an empty room in the first place? In this day and age, it is so easy to create photos that some people will always believe are genuine even if they just have someone in a costume pretending to be a ghost. There are also the photos which have been altered digitally and are harder for most of us to detect if they are frauds. So far there is software which can detect when a photo was altered. Unfortunately, this is discrediting some people who have had genuine paranormal experiences.